The Iranian government has been in negotiations with European nations in recent weeks over its nuclear programs. Tehran claims it is not developing nuclear weapons, but that all of its nuclear research is for peaceful purposes. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Tehran. Ivan, what are the Iranians saying about their nuclear development?
Well, Leanne, the spokesman for the foreign ministry came out today, and he denied the latest round of accusations coming from the U.S. He said that the Bush administration was simply trying to drive a wedge between Iran and Europe right after they reached this agreement on Iran's nuclear energy program. And he said if the world, if Iran was really pursuing a military nuclear program, the world would know about it, much like Iran publicizes, again, the foreign ministry spokesman says, like it publicizes developments in its missile technology. Now, he went on to say that Iran has agreed to temporarily suspend its nuclear enrichment program starting tomorrow, according to the agreement with the Europeans, and he wants to begin working groups with the Europeans on the future negotiations within weeks of that. But he wanted to make clear that this is not a permanent suspension of Iran's nuclear enrichment program, and he said that if the Europeans begin asking for that, that Iran will simply not accept a permanent suspension of this program.
What do you know about how other countries are responding to the foreign minister's remarks?
Well, there is a fair amount of suspicion here. The Europeans reached a similar agreement with Iran last year in 2003 on the nuclear program, and it fell apart. Now, shortly after reaching this agreement in Paris in the last week, diplomats in Vienna over the weekend, they began announcing that they had information that Iran was racing to make uranium hexafluoride gas, that's a step towards making nuclear weapons, at one of its plants right before this promised suspension of the nuclear enrichment program that's supposed to take place tomorrow. And the European diplomats have said they are disappointed by this. When we asked the foreign ministry spokesman about this today, he simply responded by calling these accusations propaganda and little more.
Is there a role the United States might play in any talks?
It's interesting that a top official in the State Department described the U.S. role as good cop, bad cop. He said that the European powers were negotiating, that's Britain, France, and Germany, with Iran, while Washington was basically waving a big stick from the back. Now, I've spoken with a diplomat here who is not involved in these talks, and he says neither the European engagement alone nor the U.S. isolation policy works all the time, and he also blames Iran for playing a game of brinksmanship here. An interesting thing to add, Leanne, is that the U.S. will be in the same room with Iran at talks tomorrow in Egypt about Iraq. That's going to be a regional summit with powers discussing Iraq, and the foreign ministry says they will participate with a strong delegation, but they only want to talk about Iraq, not about these other issues.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Tehran. Ivan, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Leanne.